we have staff that were directly impacted, and staff who were wider family members who were still here to do their job and their duties and support people. First and foremost, you know, my comment would be to just express my absolute sympathy to the families affected. I spent some time with some of them yesterday, and look, none of us would wish that on anyone or wish to be in that position. It's just unbearable what they're having to go through at the moment. My second comment would be to thank our own staff for the professionalism and the compassion and with which they responded. We, as soon as we went to major incident standby, we were staff wanting to come and help. And again, with all of these, you know, these symptoms, you have to know, because we don't know how long this will go on. And so we need to have waves of staff be able to pick up the workload and the care as the incident unfolds. It's extremely sad that, you know, honestly, we would rather have more patients and less deceased. And I think that's one of the big tragedies of this incident that will be with the county for an awful long time. For us staff, and just as ever in these circumstances, just like to pay tribute to their professionalism and their compassion throughout the process. And I'd also like to acknowledge the other agencies. And I suppose in these sort of instances, and you and I have talked about this before, it's where we see the best of our healthcare system. All the elements of the service came together, the National Ambulance Service, the private ambulance services, community services, older people services, primary care. We had additional GPs put on the out-of-hour service. We had patients taken and transferred to community hospitals to create bed capacity in LUH. There were additional nurses put on in the community services, including additional nurses and additional GPs today. The community assessment hub has been opened today to, again, support and be able to provide another referral point other than the hospital. And the community intervention team was mobilised to also be able to provide care in community hospitals and patients' homes. And unfortunately, we're also now sadly in the phase of putting support structures in place for the families and for those that were directly involved in the rescue attempt and providing patient care and the trauma of all that in terms of psychology and psychological support.